Geek Radio Daily for Friday, July 17th, 2009. All the geek and damn Flintstress is looking for.
Hey, baby.
Did you hear yesterday's show?
No.
Someone suggested that if we're stuck for a ride, we could throw out different hot ladies. You being used in the example because, well, how could you not?
Aw, aren't you sweet?
Yeah, well, yeah, because I'm the one that thought of that. Sure. So, yeah, I'm incredibly sweet.
Whoever thought of it was sweet, too.
Whatever impresses you. Welcome. Welcome to the Friday edition. Yes, it is the Flintstress.
Greetings, my excellent friend.
And putting the geek in Geek Radio Daily, I am the one and only Billy Flynn.
I have 2,600 comic books in there.
Easily.
Easily.
without even you know, thinking about it too hard. This date in 1861, Congress authorized the first paper money to be issued.
Nice. Go money.
One of the few times the government gave us money. This date in 1954, construction began on Disneyland. On this date in 1959, Disneyland had its grand opening in Anaheim, California. It took 1 year? Just 1 year? It took, what, 3 years for Epcot? That's strange. 1967, the Monkees performed at Forest Hill Stadium, New York. That's where Jimi Hendrix was their opening act. That's
wow.
A true story. I could not make that up. 1968, wow. The Beatles cartoon film Yellow Submarine premiered in London.
Awesome.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
Right. The Beatles rock fan is going to be so awesome.
It is. It's not that long away. It's not that far away.
9909, baby.
Let's see. Some birthdays for today. Mike Vogel is 30. That was Jason Hawkins in Cloverfield. I loved him. He was awesome in that. I don't remember who Jason
was.
No,
me neither.
No idea. Elizabeth Biddy Schramm is Evelyn Gardner in A League of Their Own, and Sharona Fleming on Monk, because somebody... That means something to somebody.
That means somebody to
somebody. J. Michael Straczynski is 55, creator, head writer of Babylon 5. He's also screwed up a few comics we all know and love. David Hasselhoff, 57
the
years
Hoff.
Old. The Hoff. Sure, he was Michael Knight on Knight Rider, A Shadowy World of a Man Who Doesn't Exist. And Lieutenant Mitch Buchanan on Baywatch. Not to mention Baywatch Nights. Huh?
I'm chicken mow mow.
Did you ever watch Baywatch Nights?
No.
Baywatch Nights posited a theory that him and another one of the head lifeguard guys that in the evenings ran their own private detective agency.
No way.
And after the first season didn't do that well, the second season it sort of turned into a weird X-Files kind of thing. So, yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Donald Sutherland, 74, Kiefer's dad.
Yeah, he's old.
Phyllis Diller is 92 years old today.
Wow.
And Art Linkletter is 97.
Wow.
Hosted two of the longest-running shows in broadcast history. That's House Party. You thought Kid and Play brought that. And People Are Funny.
What?
House Party ran 25 years. People Are Funny ran 19 years.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's a legacy.
Certainly. I also want to say happy birthdays going out today to Jared Axelrod and the one and only Mr. Sam Chupp celebrating birthdays
Woo-hoo.
Today. So, yes, indeed. Celebrate by watching some TV. That's a sloppy segue, but it's a segue
That'll
nonetheless.
Work.
Let's see. Tonight on Fox, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Star Jones steps up to the plate to see what she can do.
We'll see if she's smarter than a fifth grader.
Sure. Why not?
ABC has new episodes of Surviving Suburbia and The Good Family.
So that's The Good. That's not The
Gooday Family.
Gooday. AMC's got Out for Justice because you know you need some Steven Seagal goodness on a Friday.
Oh, yeah. Spike has Jackass, the movie. God, do not try this at home, people.
Do not watch this at home. Do not do anything with this at home at all, ever. FX, Dr. Dolittle 2, Electric Boogaloo is on today.
Bravo has Grease. You're the one that I want. You are the one I want. Honey.
Wow.
I love that little movie.
Of course you do. It's completely horrible. Of course you love it. Sci-Fi Channel's got Eureka, tonight's episode entitled Your Face or Mine, followed by a new for us episode of Primeval, which has been canceled, so enjoy it while you can.
All right. On CMT, we have the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, the movie.
Yes.
Ron White is so funny.
He is. How they're going to stretch that out, I don't know.
I got some coupons.
Oh, you get the coupons in that line. Turner Classic Movies has a Mon Pa Kettle Marathon. A marathon.
Wow.
They made something like, I don't know, 260 of these movies. They're showing 30 or 50 of them tonight, I forget which.
Wow.
That's a little bit of an exaggeration. They're fun little movies. They really are.
Yeah.
Mon Pa Kettle Go to Town, highly recommend.
Not so fun. On Oxygen, we have 2 weeks' notice with Sandra Bullock and Hugh
Wow. And Hugh?
Hugh's name, I can't remember.
VH1 Live and Loud with Def Leppard, but if I'm watching anything this fine evening, it's on the Hallmark Channel because a con man and a cowboy who share land must work together to fight a group of outlaws. Tonight, Dean Cain, James Tupler star in The Gambler, The Girl, and The Gunslinger.
I shot you. Yes, I did.
No blasted letters today.
Well, we don't have to worry about reading any kind of mail today because there is no mail. Isn't that all right? Cool?
Let people have a day off.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm dragging today anyway. Yeah. I'm having a hard time with it.
Now, if people want to send us mail, how should they do it?
Well, they could, smoke signals work. Morse code works. But we do prefer emails, which you can send to podcast, Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce, or Flinsters. All of us available at geekradiodaily.com. We don't normally do a voicemail thing here. I was going to do the voicemail intro
because
you're here and I'm used to that. I'm very confused.
No, send us email. We'll send one back.
Do we?
I will.
Oh, well, you will.
Yeah.
I just read them on the show and tell people here. I'm like, you want an answer? You sent something? You should listen to the show because otherwise you're never going to know. I probably responded. If you're still waiting on a letter from me, it's probably because I said it on the show and figured that was good enough.
Yeah, I guess if you're listening, you get your response.
You'll get your response, and you will like it.
Yes.
Oh, so we got any plans for the weekend?
Anything new and exciting? We're going to Ren Faire.
Oh, yeah, we're going to Ren Faire. That's right, we are, so that's cool.
Yeah, if you're in the, I don't know that would really be the Richmond area, but the Northern Neck. We're
going to
check out the Gloucester Ren Faire.
That'll be cool.
And maybe see Transformers in IMAX.
Maybe. You should also know that we learned just yesterday, that the next 2 weeks are going to be kind of interesting.
Yes.
We learned yesterday that the vicar will not be on the show next week, as he will have to be filling in for someone who is on vacation. And the week after that, he still won't be here, as he'll have to be working for someone else who is on vacation.
Wow.
These are both things that apparently he's known about for at least a month, if not two, and suddenly remembered yesterday. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Well, don't worry. The Flinsters and the Bruce, we got you back.
You know, we have multiple hosts now, so these kind of things, we can smooth those right on over. Other things we can do is take a peek at what's coming out in the theaters this weekend and a look at your Geekified news this Friday, July 17th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
In a world where knowledge is power. In an age where time is the most valuable commodity. In a voice that's killing my throat. Comes a podcast that will bring you wisdom in less than 1 minute a day. So join me, Martin Darkley, as we journey to enlightenment. Our teachers, classic lines from cinema history. Come then to moviemantras.com and begin a voyage to a higher state.
Hi, this is Brad Dourif, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, July 17th, 2009. All the geek and you're still fine. It just occurred to me we need two rhymes per episode. But you're twice as fine, so we'll just go ahead and do that
for
today.
And I'm even sporting my Geek Radio Daily t-shirt today.
I see that. No one else can see that because no one else is here, and we haven't installed the cameras yet. And, you know, we have people mention that before. Well, you guys should put a video up. Just do a little video. You don't want to see us.
I don't think people actually really want that. Not
you don't
want to
see me first thing in the morning. You don't. They probably do, but no.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Some new movies out today, it being Friday and whatnot. Shall we take a look at the list?
Yeah, there's only really one, of note. Obviously, we'll talk about everything, but it's really all about Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
You know, it occurred to me, I was listening to that fine GRD's Weekly episode 54 in which, you know, we went to go see the movie, and it occurred to me at the end of the movie, I don't believe I actually gave my rating for the film.
I don't think you did.
I don't think I did either. You don't really realize that I don't love this as much as I did the other ones.
Yeah, and the ending was sort of abbreviated. You could tell this sort of ran out of
time. The ending was very truncated, very, very truncated. And I was trying to remember if this was because, I don't know if it's the movie's fault overall, or if I was trying to remember back and go, did I feel this way about the story? Because more than anything, I had a very good time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm going to own it. I enjoyed quite a bit of it that's in there, but it really feels like a placeholder. It's like, hey, Yeah, we got one more coming.
Yeah, well, two more.
Two more.
Yeah.
Because one more book. But
stick
around. We've got two more stories coming. And, you know, hey, cover your ears for 30 seconds. Don't you feel left out that we didn't get that big sequence at the end?
Yeah.
There's that big event that happens at the end of this movie, and then everyone comes together to focus on that. And I don't know. There's some heart missing from this one.
There is.
I don't know. Anyway.
You know, and they so much romance and so much focus on snogging and, you know, I mean,
which
it's
I wouldn't
hard.
Have minded if Hermione was, you know, showing us panties like she did at the premiere.
Mm.
That would have been fantastic. Well, there's other things out there, right?
Yeah. We've got 500 Days of Summer, which is a man falls hopelessly in love with a woman who doesn't believe in love.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And this has got Joseph Gordon-Levitt, the kid from Third Rock.
Yeah, kid from...
From the Sun.
I'm a grown man, damn it.
Yeah. No, but he's in a ton of stuff.
Yes.
I mean, he's been, like, directing and doing all those kinds of things.
Busy
being G.I. Joe. And Zoe
Deschanel.
Yeah, I can never say her
Zoe
last name.
Deschanel.
But she's super cute, and she's one of my favorite actresses. She's been
cute.
In a ton of stuff, so... that looks like it could be fun.
Homecoming's out today, in which an obsessive small-town woman tries to get back with her former high school sweetheart when he returns home with his new girlfriend, which, you know, is, you know, Thursday nights back in my old stomping.
Dun, dun, dun. It's
so,
a
yeah,
thriller.
No, go see Harry Potter. I think my biggest thing on that, and I will absolutely move on, is I felt more than any of the other ones that it was leaning on you already knowing what happened in the
right.
book. So,
right.
I don't know.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Nope. Sorry.
That's okay.
So say it.
No, I'm just saying, I'd like to know from somebody who has just had experiences with the movies what they thought.
You know, that's a good point. You should do that. You should send us that note in. But first...
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
Damn it, I missed it again.
Yep. Tom Baker is Doctor Who.
Yes.
No. You don't understand. Tom Baker is, for the first time since 1981, reprising his role as Doctor Who.
What's that you say?
In a new series of 5 linked Doctor Who audio plays, Tom Baker comes back to play Doctor Who.
Awesome!
They say, yeah, you know, he was on a trip, he was on top form, just stepped into the studio, says hello to everybody, and then he turns and starts doing his lines, and boom, he's the Doctor all over again.
He's the consummate Doctor.
Cannot
he really
wait.
Is. Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Wait. So, his companion, who you haven't seen since 1974, Army Captain Mike Yates. There's some old school geeks right now going, what the hell you say? So, yeah, Tom Baker, Doctor Who.
Great. Well, a new element... coming out is going to be named Copernicum. It was discovered actually 13 years ago.
Oh.
But officially added to the periodic table just weeks ago.
Damn government.
Element 112 finally has a name. It's called Copernicum with the symbol CP in honor of Nicholas Copernicus. And the scientists, it was like, we want to choose a scientist who changed our worldview. Now, the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry, the IUPAC.
UPAC.
The UPAC. Will
damn
officially
right
endorse the new element's name in 6 months to give the scientific community time to discuss.
It'll take the Vatican 200 years or so to say it's all right.
Yeah, scientists from the Center for Heavy Ion Research in Germany, led by Professor Sigurd Hoffmann, discovered Copernicum in fusion experiments in 1996.
Ooh, that's fantastic.
Yikes, that was 13 years ago.
I know, right?
Yikes.
So everyone out there with Star Wars The Force Unleashed... not the Nintendo version. There's new downloadable content coming. And how do we know that? Well, we know that because there's been some new achievements added to the list of ones you can get for Force Unleashed.
Wow.
And I won't give them all away because they are quite spoilerific, but you can follow the link from the show. All I'll say is that one of these, the achievement's called And the Quarterback is Toast, and you get that for defeating Boba Fett. So,
whoa!
Huh? Wah-wah-wah?
Wow. That's pretty good.
That's what that blew your damn mind.
I got a new technology out here that Boba Fett would have loved if
okay.
it was available. It's
all
called
right.
camera fabric cloth.
What?
That
the
takes
hell?
Color pictures. Listen to this. Researchers at MIT have developed a fabric made of fibers that can take pictures of its surrounding. The individual fibers are composed of 2 rolled up semiconducting glass layers coated in an insulator.
Okay.
When light interacts with the semiconductor, the current changes through the fiber, thus providing a way of measuring how much light is hitting the fabric. The resulting data can be run through a computer to create a photograph of whatever is near the fabric. All that data eventually becomes a full-scale photo. Further development could lead to larger fabric samples or even military uniforms that can record what's happening all around a soldier.
Or these could be the fun little suits from A Scanner Darkly, or maybe the first thing to the Predator, blending into the jungle suit. That's creepy.
I love when like science is actually coming out with like things like this.
Things.
Gosh, so, I'm so eloquent in the morning.
So Apollo 11, of course, that's how we went to the moon, and we've got our moon landing and all that fun stuff. And we talked about this a few months ago, where NASA lost like the original crazy, cool, really high def, super spiffy NASA moon landing footage.
Oops.
Well, not to be outdone, getting ready for the anniversary, the 40-year anniversary of landing on the moon, NASA officials have partially restored versions of the compressed signal sent to Mission Control in Houston. So basically, they have restored video footage of the moon landing, or is it the enhanced footage since, you know, it was all faked by NASA?
Yeah.
Any damn way.
They did it on a soundstage, you know.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap. Jesus, watch the scaffolding, Tom. A lighting joke would have been better. Or maybe even a Christian Bale yelling at somebody. That would have been fantastic.
Or the boom mic. Watch out for the boom mic.
Geek Radio Daily, please drop by iTunes, subscribe while you're there, write a review, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
But subscribe, that's the important thing. If you don't listen, we wither up and die. GRD, license under the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Whew. Please send that email to podcast, Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Brewster Flint, it's all at geekradiodaily.com.
Hi, man. You know, the internet's been good to me. But if it wasn't for all these Hoff emails and appreciation sites, I'd just be that guy with really great pecs. But you know, I got a lot of Hoff to share with the world. So I need a damn good support group. No, not you guys. Pipex. Broadband. Luckily, with Pipex Broadband, I can keep this online empire buzzing at a very sexy price. That's up to 8 meg broadband for just $6.50 when purchased with a $12.50 call package. Jose, begin. I'm David Hasselhoff, King